This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to God's Amazing Grace. I'm your host once again, Sean. I put out a challenge on last week's episode. It's called the 30-Day Challenge. I haven't heard from anybody about this challenge, how things are going. I know I tried doing this challenge, and boy, it's harder than what it seems. I know my guest, Dennis, he hasn't listened to the episode, so he has no clue what's going on. I don't know if you remember Dennis when he was talking to us about end time stuff. And he's got a few things back on his mind that he kind of forgot to tell you about. So we invited him back just to get these things off his chest, so to speak, and let everybody know the things that he hurt, feels that he should tell people. So everybody give Dennis a welcome back and say, hey, Dennis.
Hi, Sean. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, before we get started, how was your weekend? How was your Labor Day?
Oh, it was really great. It was nice and warm, and we had a nice cookout and nice family and friends. We got together, and we had a good time.
For those of you that don't remember, in case you wonder a little bit, Dennis does have a slight stutter problem. So when he gets a little excited, he kind of starts stuttering. And yeah, you got to smack him in the head a couple times just to get him kick-started. But no, I'm just joking. But yeah, that's good, Dennis, that you had time with your family, friends. I mean, I kind of worked. We're getting new windows put in our house. And we had to clean a mess out. My wife ordered a dumpster. It was a 20-yard dumpster. And between stuff in the house and stuff in the garage, we filled that dumpster pretty full, pretty fast. And that's what we did on Labor Day. You know, they say it's Labor Day, you're supposed to work, right? Who am I kidding? But anyway, I did have two people. I don't know if you remember what the trivia question was. Is what book of the Bible did Jesus directly write? Do you know that question, Dennis? Answer?
Not right.
What book of the Bible, of the Gospel, or the New Testament, or whatever, did he actually sit down with a pen and paper and write?
Write the book.
It's a trick question, but the answer, you want to know what the answer is?
If I had to guess, it can't be one of the Gospels, because we know Matthew, Mark, and Luke wrote them.
Jesus did not.
Wait, would it be the book of Revelation?
No, it wouldn't. No. John wrote that one.
You're right. Through
Jesus language. Did not write any book of the Bible. He was talked about in the Bible. There was prophecies in the Bible from him, parables that he taught, but he did not directly sit down and write a book of the Bible. So I had two winners that answered the question, and I'm going to contact them, and I am going to get addresses and send them books. I have two books of Tyler D. Smith's. Well, I will pick one winner, actually. And I have one book of Searching for Seven. The Journey of Seeking God, 7 days a week. Good book. Highly recommend it. Tyler D. Smith, who you all remember on one of my episodes, is a sports writer for the Indiana Pacers, I believe, and possibly the Indiana Hoosiers. I know he's a sports writer down in Indiana, and he's also a youth minister and everything, but I highly recommend this book. So give it a shot. Give it a check out. If you want to, you can go to Amazon, or you can go to one of his websites that I can't remember offhand what they are, but give it a check out. And but anyway, I'm going to get with the winner, get the address so that I can send them out the book. So, and then next week when I choose the winner, I will give them the name, the winner, the name of the name of the winner, and we will send the book out, and yeah, and we'll go from there. And then I plan on giving a few other things away here eventually, possibly gift cards and stuff like that eventually. So stay tuned. Keep your ears and eyes open. Keep on listening to us. Go to www.godamazinggrace.com. Find our episodes in there. Sign up for emails, because I'm starting a blog also that will, I don't know, it's just going to be some kind of, I'm going to get testimonies from people and you know, just write things about what's going on in life and stuff like that, so that I can send you some of these blogs so that you can read them, and maybe they'll help you out in the long run. So, but anyway, go ahead, go sign up in your email, go to God, www.godamazinggrace.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter. We do have a Facebook community that we are starting. It's called God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group on Facebook. So look us up. Anybody can join. It's open to the public. So come on in and join and share your words and encouragement to each other. So, but anyway, Dennis, I asked you how your weekend was. I know you said you were with family and stuff. I understand you got yourself a new car.
Yes, I did. I had to get rid of the old one that I had. They said that when they lifted it up the other time before this time, they said, "We recommend that you would not pick this up again." So I had it looked at it a second time, and the guy, he brought me over and he showed me, and I had a broken spring on the driver's side and something broken on the other side, and frame was really bad. So yeah, it was worth getting rid of, but I got me a Chevy
Cruze
LT, and a big difference.
So, in case people forgot, why don't you kind of tell them a little bit about yourself, give them a little bit of your background and stuff, and so you can remind people that are listening.
All right. Like Sean said, I come from a dysfunctional home, if you want to say it that way. But
that was before you were adopted.
Yeah, though. That was before I was adopted. But grew up in a Christian home and always had the interested in the back of my mind of prophecy. Even as a young boy, I can still remember reading, trying to read in my bedroom when I was a little boy, and I'm reading the book of Revelation and coming across and saying that, I think it's Revelation 13, that this beast would rise out of the sea. And I'm thinking of a literally, you know, as a child, a big beast monster.
Kind of like the movie where he says, "Release the Kraken."
Yeah. But as, you know, as we get older and we grow in our faith in this amazing grace, we find out that it's not what we thought. It is the beast system. It's the Antichrist system that will be ruling during the Great Tribulation. And, so yeah, you just, you grow in grace and you find out things.
I seen something the other day on, I don't know if it was on Facebook or what it was on. I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about things that are going on right now. He said, they basically said that what's going on right now is end time stuff. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing or listen to it. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I wish I could have finished listening to it, because he said basically everything that's going on right now is in the Bible. In the book of Revelations, it's basically the end times. So I know we discussed in the first episode a lot of what's going on. But, you know, the more I look at it, the more I think that it's right. You know, basically you're turning everybody against each other. There's chaos, all kinds of commotion out there. Basically the opposite of what God wants. They're keeping people from going into the church and praising the Lord and serving God and doing what they do in the churches and stuff. And I mean, hello, look at that. That's pretty much end time stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, just think about it. Look at what's going on. What do you see? What do you see going on out there?
Well, I believe that, yeah, I'm right with you on that one, Sean. We're seeing the government step in more today than ever. This is just, like I've always said before, I believe it's just a shadow of what is yet to come. You know, these pandemics, these are, you know, in the Great Tribulation, these will be 100 times worse and more, but these are a pre-shadow of what is yet to come. And, you know, we thought that we would never see the day. And people at home can say this, you know, if I said this, and then you would think, I would never see the day that I would see. And then you fill in the blank. I mean, I can think of, you know, just a couple of things. I thought I would never see the day that the government in America would really literally tell us what to do. And, you know, to put on a mask and you know, and things like that. And so,
well, you know, not to interrupt you, but that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, is because we were shut down, and we live in the state of Michigan. We were shut down. We couldn't work unless you were working in the hospital, the police, mm-hmm. You know, essential workers, as they called them. You know, we couldn't go to work or anything, but, and I started a thing on Facebook, and then it turned it into a podcast. I woke up one day and I said, I know it's God. I mean, I told the wife, I said, I'm starting a podcast. And to change the story just a little bit, you know, you were talking about what you wouldn't see when you didn't think you would see when you were younger and stuff. I got to thinking, you know, God destroyed the earth once with a flood.
Yeah.
What was his promise to man when he destroyed the earth? He gave us the rainbows, saying that he will never destroy the earth again with rainbows. Now that you're looking at it, yeah, people say, oh, it happens every year like this out there and stuff. But it also happened in Australia and stuff like that. What's going on? There's more fires than there's ever been before. Isn't there somewhere in the book of Revelations that talks about fires? What do you think, Dennis?
I believe it's 2 Peter that Peter touches on that. He talks about you know, they are saying, where's this promise that he promised? And then Peter goes in and says, ever since the beginning, all things have always gone on as they were, but they forget that long ago God destroyed the heaven, or he destroyed the earth with a flood. But in the future, he's going to destroy it with fire. And I believe that's in the eternal state, and that's after and I don't want to get off the subject of what we're talking about, but I believe that's talking about after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, that when Christ is, he's recommissioned and his kingdom goes on forever and ever and ever. And then that's when we get the new heavens and the new earth. And how does God do that? I do not know, but you don't want to miss that.
Well, they say fire is a way to purify things, yeah, to make things. Maybe that's what he's going to do with the earth. He's going to cause a great fire, and he's going to purify the earth. So, I mean, that's something to think about. But, you know, that was just something that kind of come up in my head when you were talking, and I know you're looking up the scripture right now to know exactly what you're talking about in Peter. But I know we discussed like AI, artificial intelligence, and stuff like that, and how things are becoming more and more. Basically, they say artificial intelligence is basically another life. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about that, Dennis? Did you find a scripture in Second Peter or Peter?
I'm trying to find that scripture that says
Yeah, don't worry about it right now. We'll if we come up with across it, we'll read it. We're lacking for time and stuff. Yeah. So, but anyway, why don't you get in and give us a little bit about what you wanted to talk to people about a little more that you forgot to talk to them about last time.
Okay. I just wanted to touch up on what I talked about a couple weeks ago. I talked about Israel becoming the nation and how significant that was and how important that was.
That was in 1948, for those of you that don't know.
Yep. And I just want to follow up on this real quick and brief. Dr. David Reagan also believes, and he's a theologian, and they call him a doctor for a reason, because he digs into the scriptures, and he's very, very good. And I just wanted to mention about the fig tree, because actually that is the beginning of the whole thing about Israel. God's prophetic timepiece is Israel, and Jerusalem would be the other time clock. But Matthew 24, the fig tree. The fig tree is one of the symbols of Israel in the Hebrew scriptures. And the Bible will always reflect or correspond with scripture. And then Hosea 9:10 and Joel 1:7 is talking about the fig tree, that Israel is the fig tree. And so write those down, and you can go over them later. But Jesus used a real fig tree to point out the future of Israel. His prophecy is contained in the fig tree, in the lesson of Matthew 24 on 32 to 35, which he presented in his Olivet Discourse.
the day before he delivered this speech, he had put a curse on a barren fig tree, causing it to wither. This was a symbolic prophecy that God would soon pour out his wrath upon the Jewish people because of their spiritual barrenness in rejecting his son. And remember that before this important significance of Matthew 24, that was the fig tree before that he cursed it. So, and then as we read on just a little bit, the barrenness of land too poor to produce much or any vegetation. As we go back in the history of before 1948, Israel was a desert. Nobody thought that even when this prophecy was even written long years ago, that anything, there's nothing that could ever grow there. But as we see, the next day, Jesus reminded his disciples of the fig tree. He said to watch for it to bloom again. In other words, he said, watch for the rebirth of Israel. He indicated that when the fig tree blossoms again, he would be at the gates of heaven, ready to return. And that's Matthew 24:32. And just this little paragraph here. Equality significant. He added an interesting observation. I'll get it out. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. That's Matthew 24:34. What generation is he really talking about? The generation that sees the fig tree blossom. Jesus singled out this event as the one that would signal his soon return. Well, the reestablishment of the state of Israel occurred on May 14, 1948. So we are that generation. And Dr. David Reagan says that when Jesus was talking about that fig tree, and if you really think about it, he was not just talking about a fig tree. He was talking about it, but what's behind it in the motive and the significance of it?
Well, the Bible, there's a lot of symbolism of things that I guess maybe you see a dragon. Back in the days, they say they seen dragons and stuff like we talked about before. Who's to say that dragon wasn't a jet? Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, because it was breathing fire, those jet engines, fires come out those jet engines. Who knows? Who knows what they're, I don't know. It's kind of like, the dream that, about Jacob's ladder, basically.
Joseph
with the Jacob's ladder. You know, there was a lot of symbolism in that dream that, you know, we could interpret one way, but it could be something completely different. But the fig tree, like you're saying, that's a symbol of Israel. Israel became a nation in 1948. How long is a generation?
Well, Psalms 90 or Psalms 91? It says a generation is 70 and then extended to maybe possibly another 10 years, 80 years.
80 years, basically.
We just crossed over 70 years of Israel becoming a nation.
Yeah, 1948 plus it's 2020. So you're basically... Yeah, more than 70 years.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, any day, you know, if you look at it, it could be any day. But, you know, I think the generations back then may have lived a little bit longer than what we are now.
Yeah, definitely.
Stuff. But you look at it and say 1948, if it goes by our generations, which I think the life expectancy... Life expectancy is roughly 70 to 75 years nowadays. I know it's gone up a little bit, but it kind of goes up and down at times. But so you figure 70 years, what is it? 1948 plus 2020, that's 2018. 2019 to 2020, so that's 72
years. 72 years, yeah.
That's 72 years right now. So we're getting very, very close on those 70, that generation. So, I mean, if you think about it, Do you want to play around like you got a lot of time to live, or do you want to play around, or do you want to get serious and start doing what you're supposed to do, start serving God? So, what do you think, Dennis?
Well, a lot of people say, "Well, I would die for such and such," or "I would die for you." Or do you ever think about, would you ever live for Him? You know, think about that. And one day we are all going to bow our knee. And I just talked to my dad recently, and he's in good spirits, but I'm physically right now, he's struggling. He's got lupus. And he's can't preach no more, so he's lost almost his voice. But we had this talk, and my dad told me that there is coming a day that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I would encourage everyone out there that's listening. It's we, you know, and Sean started this podcast with grace, amazing grace, and it is, believe me, it's amazing grace, but it's encouraging. I encourage you, if you haven't knelt the knee and bent the knee now, I really strongly encourage you to do it now, because we're not promised tomorrow, and one blink, it's all it takes, and eternity is, it's, you can't comprehend it.
You know, I talked about my stepdad. I talked about our friend Bill, both mine and Dennis's friend Bill. You know, yeah, my stepdad lived a long, long life. He was almost 90 years old. But he knew where he was going. He was ready. Yeah. It was like Bill was up there playing that bass or that guitar, whatever he was playing, singing in the praise and worship, and he was done just like that. You don't know what tomorrow brings. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a slight break right here, and then I think we're going to change courses on this end time stuff, and we're going to talk about a little bit about some other things. So let's take a break. And we will be right back.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back from that break. I hope you guys enjoyed this break as much as we did. Drinking our Mountain Dew. So, before we go on to any other subject, is there anything else you want to talk about end time stuff, Dennis, or should we just move on? What?
Yeah, I think we can move on. I feel pretty confident on that.
You think we can move on? So, yeah. So you guys just remember this. We're coming up. You look at the things going on in this world. Make sure you're ready. We're going to make sure we're ready. You make sure you're ready. I don't want to be that one that God looks at and says, "I never knew you, depart from me." kicks me out of heaven and goes straight directly to hell, basically. I don't want to be that one person. So just make sure you're ready.
And make sure that you find a local church that teaches and preaches the word of God, the truth. And if you're not saved, talk to somebody that you know is a true, real believer, and just do the ABCs. And A would be admit that you are a sinner, for we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You can look up verses. There's tons of more. And C would be a commit. Make sure you make a commitment to it. Stick with it. Stay with it. And
find somebody that can be a mentor to you too. I mean, a trusting person. I know, you know, nowadays it's sad to say, but it is kind of hard to find somebody that you can really trust.
Yeah, that's a good one, John.
But find somebody that you can talk to.
That can hold you accountable.
If you're female, find a female friend. If you're a male, find a male friend. My preference would be, if you're a single male, find a husband and wife couple, so that we wouldn't fall into, sad to say, but we wouldn't fall into those sad predicaments. And the same thing with a female, you know, always make sure, if even with pastors out there, if you go in to do some counseling with a pastor, make sure the pastor's wife's there with you.
Yeah.
Regardless what anybody says. Good point. Like I said, it's sad to say it, but nowadays
you just want to be safe.
It's like we always say, it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So just make sure, if you find a mentor, make sure it's somebody you can trust, and make sure it's a man and woman combination. If you go to a pastor, make sure it's a husband and wife combination.
You're definitely in agreement with that. That's really good.
I mean, even if, you know, I mean, it's sad to say, look at things that are going on in this world. You know, people are human. People make mistakes. Like I always say, it's easier to fall than to stand on your feet and get back up, or fall and get back up to stand on your feet. So people are human. The devil's attacking people daily. Trust me.
Yep.
When I started this podcast, I know I'm doing what God wants me to do, because I'm being bombarded left and right with stuff. So it's easy said than done. But just make sure, when you find a mentor, somebody that's going to help you through your Christian walk. You know, that's why we do this podcast. It's to help you through your Christian walk. It's to give you food, encouragement, you know, prayer, scriptures, whatever it takes, you know. You know, people think, let's talk a little bit about prayer here, Dennis. People think when you pray, it has to be, you know, oh, mighty God, you know, it's got to be, why can't you talk to Jesus and God like you talk to your best friend? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's like,
it's just like sitting down with your friend.
You're having a conversation. Yeah,
that's all you're doing.
And I think personally, I think Jesus will listen to that more than he will to this I don't know what you want to call it, this other way of prayer, you know. So talk to him like he's your best friend, but make sure you listen.
Definitely, that's the key.
You may be talking, some people are talkers, don't get me wrong, but take time out to listen. Because when you're talking to your friend, you're not doing all the talking. They're talking back to you. Take time out to listen. So, but enough of prayer. Okay. That's another thing that you can do when you get saved, to be prepared. Read your Bible. If you don't understand the King James, you know, everybody swears by the King James. If you don't understand the King James, get you a Bible that you can understand. But be careful that Bible does not take any of the scripture out.
Right, yeah.
So fill yourself. They say when you're reading the Bible, you're fueling and filling your soul. You're eating of the word. Eat it. Fill yourself full. Then when you don't want anymore, take your break, take your rest, and start all over again, just like you do eating. You know, so just do, you know, stuff like that.
And start out small, too. You don't want to, you know, I will probably never be like a Billy Graham or somebody like that, but that could just, you know, maybe read and so much and so fast, and just be comfortable of where you are at. And because we're all individuals, we're all different. We all come in different speeds, and some of us can comprehend and read faster than others, but it's really more important of how much you really comprehend. And so take the time, make the time to get in His word. That's so important, Sean.
I know the way that these days are, everybody is on go, 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 fast, 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 move, move, move. And it's hard to make that time.
It is.
Why don't you, before you turn off that light, before you go to bed, even if it's just a couple of, not even a chapter, a couple of verses of scripture, read a couple of them.
Yep.
If you like reading books, get yourself a Christian book and read a Christian book.
Yeah.
Fill yourself. Then before you go to bed, say your prayers. I mean, I lay in bed and say my prayers then, but you know, sometimes it's not a good idea to do because you end up falling asleep. But even when I'm driving, I work by myself, so I drive a lot and stuff. When I'm going from house to house to house, I might say a short prayer. It doesn't have to be a long, outdrawn hour prayer. Like I said, talk to God like He's your friend. You get mad about something, hey, let Him know. He'll listen.
Yep. And I always think, I can't remember that scripture where that's at. And I think it's in the book of Matthew that Jesus is talking. And I can't remember if it's a parable or not, but he's talking about the two Pharisees. One Pharisee prayed, and he just prayed like, he was just so proud of his words and so proud. I'm glad I am not
like this
sinner, for I do this and I do these things and I tithe. But the other Pharisee would not even lift his head toward heaven. He
was humble.
He was humble. And that's where you want to be. That's where I want to be. And I know that's where Sean wants to be.
remorse in your sin. Not stay there, but just, I really believe that it says in the book of James too, that God loves, he loves the humble. So I would just encourage you, like Sean said, just talk to God, just like you're talking to your best friend. You're sitting across the table, you know, and having a cup of coffee. Of course, he already knows what you are going to say. But you know what? I know when we get to heaven, God is going to let us know that we are going to know that he still loves to hear from his children. And it probably gives him more a heart joy than we will ever know until we get to heaven. But just be yourself and let God be himself through you.
You know, I think these steps that if you follow these steps and stuff, the first and foremost, I talk about it a lot, is I've had like Greg Malone on here. We even did the Sinner's Prayer. I talk about repenting, doing the Sinner's Prayer and stuff. That's your first step.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not perfect.
Nope.
You're going to fall. We all fall. But your first step into living that Christian life is to repent and ask for your forgiveness of your sins. Once you do that, then all these other steps come into play. Prayer, reading the word, finding that mentor. Mentors, plural.
Yeah, you can definitely have more than one.
The friends that you used to hang out with, if they're not saved, you're going to have to cut ties with them. It's sad to say, I know a lot of you, well, I don't want to cut ties with them. It's easier to fall than it is to stand up.
Especially when you're alone.
When you're
with them.
With those friends, they want to go, hey, let's go out and party. Let's go out and do this. Let's go out and do that. What are you going to do? You're a new Christian. It's easier to fall, to go with the crowd. We've done it. We've all been there.
Yep. Definitely.
And it's still to this day, I'm 57 years old, and it's still to this day hard to stand up.
It is. Even right now, you're right.
So make that commitment to repent, to read your Bible, to pray. Pray for your friends. Maybe through you seeing the change that you have will change them. So you can grow together. But until you're strong enough, you're going to have to kind of get rid of those friends. You know, I talked about Bill. When we were together, we hung out. We got into trouble. We partied. We did this. We did that. And we didn't. I told you, I think God pulled us apart to go kind of go our separate ways. And once in a while,
we'd still meet up.
We'd still meet up and stuff. But I think God separated us to make us stronger.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe that's going to happen. Look at it that way. You know, it's... There's so much you can be doing, you know. That's like the mental illness that's going on. You know, the suicide rate is out of this world. Even if you're a Christian, you can still have suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, it's an episode. It is Suicide Awareness Month and stuff, but it's another episode that can happen. somewhere in the future. But, well, I guess what I'm saying is it's not going to be easy. It's going to be the hardest journey you'll ever take. And it may take you a while, but as long as you don't give up, eventually you will succeed. That song, for most of you, I don't know if you know it. My stepdad's funeral they played, it's by The Afters. It's called Well Done. If you get a chance, listen to the lyrics, listen to the words of that. And it's basically saying, in the end, God's going to say, well done. Which would you rather hear him say, well done, or
depart
from me, for I never knew you? I guess I don't want to hear depart. So I want to hear well done. Listen to that song if you ever get a chance. It's from The Afters, called Well Done. So, what are the steps again, Dennis?
Pray. Read your word. Read the word. And along with the Bible, like Sean said, it's really good to keep your interest and your learning going, is to get some godly books, some godly Christian books that you are interested in.
Oh, one other thing before I forget. Garbage in, garbage out. Think about that for a second. You're putting garbage in, garbage is going to come out. As much as I like secular music, going to have to get rid of it, because what comes out of most of what you listen to, garbage.
Yep.
So find yourself a good Christian radio station. There are good Christian radio stations out there that play good music,
that play even the good stuff that, you know, I'm Sean's age, and you know, some of the stuff that I liked in the 80s. Well, there's a lot of Christian radio stations that I didn't even know that were out there that played some good groups, like Whiteheart,
Petra.
Yeah, Petra, John Slitz, who's the lead singer of Petra. And I believe it's in the book of Colossians, Paul says, listen to spiritual songs, spiritual hymns, just in, so you can be encouraged, you know, by your faith. And it's so important to get to have Christian friends with you to encourage you in your walk and your walk of faith. And I believe it's out of the book of Hebrews that says, don't throw away your confidence, because one day it will be richly
rewarded.
And I believe it's out of the book of Hebrews. So don't throw away your confidence. We're all going to fail. Just pick yourself back up, because that's when it's the hardest, when we fail. That's when the enemy says, look at you, you know, and you call yourself a Christian. Well, we are not perfect, but God, in his amazing grace, picks us up, and he will carry us. And, you know, some of my favorite Bible heroes of faith, you know, we always talk about the Hall of Fame athletes, and me and Sean both love sports. You know, to live your life and to go to the Hall of Fame was something that was, you know, still even today is amazing. But as you look back at the amazing Hall of Fame heroes of faith in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11. I encourage you to read that chapter. It talks about the heroes of the Bible, Joseph and David. David, you know, was
killed Goliath,
an adulterer and murderer, but he had a special place with God. And so those are, you know, those are my heroes now. Just amazing men and women of faith who walked through the trials and tribulations that we are all going through even today. And there might be some of you out there going through some hard times right now and struggles. Don't give up. There's a better day.
There's a better day coming. We're not saying Christians can't have fun. Christians can have fun. It's not what we used to call fun.
Right.
It's good, clean fun. But just, we encourage you. We're here for you if you need us. Drop us an email at God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. My website now has a microphone that you click on that you can leave a message also. That's www.GodAmazingGrace.com. Check it out. Go in there. You can get all the episodes. You can leave your email. There is a place where we're getting merchandise for a store. We're putting a store in there where you can buy t-shirts. They do have face masks.
All right. Hey, face mask. Can't go wrong there.
But, I mean, just go and check it out. And, you know, hopefully here pretty soon, with all these books, with these authors that we've had on and stuff, we can get some books. We could put those books in the storefront or in there. And we can give those out to you all. You know, we got the trivia contest like we have just about every episode. We skip it here and there because of other things that have come up, more important things that I think, you know, have come up and stuff. But, you know, look for special things in the future. We're trying to grow this ministry, you know, and we're trying to make it to where you guys bring other people in. Share these episodes. We're trying to help you. By you sharing others, you're going to help them. And in the process, it's helping us.
Yep.
It helps us grow. You know, not to say that we're being proudful. Yeah, we're being proudful. Like we're, especially when someone gets saved, we're like a proud father or mother who just had their first baby.
Yep.
To me, once you get saved, you're like that baby. And as you grow by getting into the word, praying, going to church, even if you have to watch church online, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of hard. I know if you look at it with having to watch church online, I think attendance has gone down quite a bit because of it, yeah. You know, in some churches anyway, but you're like that baby. That baby learns how to walk. You might fall, but you get back up and keep walking. So kind of check us out. Share us. Follow us. Like I said, you got any questions, message us. Email us. Go into the website also where you can sign up for an email. Put yourself on an email list to where eventually, I'm going to send out these blogs. You can go in and read the blogs now that I do have. I mean, they're not great blogs right now. I just kind of threw in a couple of things here and there and stuff. But check it out. We'll eventually have a lineup on there where we'll have who's going to be a guest on what days or what podcasts or whatever eventually and stuff. And, you know, and we eventually plan on giving out gift cards and stuff like that. Just listen to us. Share us with others. You know, we might not be perfect, but if you learn something, if you get saved through it,
it was worth it.
It's well worth the trip. I could talk forever and ever, and one person get saved. But that one person can turn into a Billy Graham. Yeah. And have millions of people saved.
You never know.
You never know. That one person that I'm talking to now that's contemplating suicide. If I didn't come on here,
who's to say?
Who's to say what's going to happen?
Yep.
That's what we're here for. So check us out. Come on in. We're here for you. But it's getting late, so we're going to sign out, and we will see you again next time.
God bless you.
God bless, and we're praying for you. Yes.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.